Hello and welcome to Dr. Fitness USA, the show. Exercise is medicine, strength training is stronger medicine. With your host, Batista Grimaud, and myself, Stephen Hersey, a.k.a. Dr. Fitness USA.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Fitness USA, the show, for another great episode. I'm Batista, your host. I'm here with Stephen Hersey, who is also known as Dr. Fitness USA. And today we have an amazing guest, Dr. Zama. He's a renowned high-risk board-certified cardiothoracic surgeon, educated and trained at Harvard and the Cleveland Clinic. Additionally, he has a PhD in chemistry and a master's degree in management from Harvard. He has tremendous interest in medical humanitarianism, having conducted countless medical and surgical missions in Asia, Africa, and South America. Dr. Zama has an incurable passion for holistic wellness and interceptive medicine. Your accomplishments are just out of this world. We're so honored. Welcome to Dr. Fitness USA, the show, Dr. Zama.
Well, greetings and thank you very much, Batista, for this opportunity to participate with you and the audience out there. And we're all on this journey together.
Yes, we are. So before we start with all the great conversations about exercise, nutrition, supplements, and all the stuff while we're here, we like to know a little bit about the man behind all the awards and the accomplishments, right? So for our audience and ourselves, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, where you're from? You know, did you always want to be a surgeon? How, just give us some insight about you as a man.
Yes, so my name is Enche Zama, and I was actually born in Cameroon in Northwest Africa. And I grew up in a National Geographic village, Grass Hut Village. I was raised by two disciplinarians, the best parents in the world. They were illiterate subsistence farmers, and things were going good. And then the missionaries came and built a one-hut elementary school, and I pleaded. And finally, after persistence, I was allowed to start school at age three. And my parents would stay up every night and watch me study under kerosene lamp or candlelight. And things were going good. They were my greatest cheerleaders. And then at age 10, my mother was giving birth to one of my siblings. And I was standing next to her, and she started to bleed excessively after childbirth. And there was no doctor to save her life. There was a nurse standing in the room who was crying and says, kept saying, there's no doctor, there's no doctor. Well, she bled to death. And as I stood there, watched her die because there was no doctor, I decided at that moment that I wanted to be a doctor so no child would have to experience what I just experienced and no parent would have to suffer like my mom had suffered before dying. And a few years after that, I graduated from one of the best schools in Cameroon. I'd skipped about four grades. I was only about 14. And with $20 and a one-way ticket, I arrived in New York City. And as you can imagine, that kind of money wouldn't take you more than a few seconds outside of the airport. And I suffered a lot. But this is the greatest nation in the world. I worked hard. I had two, three jobs. And eventually, after suffering a lot, I graduated from college and went on to do a PhD and an MD and to become a cardiothoracic surgeon. And so I have to really thank a lot of people along the way. Martin Luther King has said, wherever you are in this world, somebody helped you to get there. And I often have to pause and appreciate all those individuals along my journey who've enabled me to be where I am today, to provide the value that I and my team have been providing to the people of the planet.
Wow, I get goosebumps. I got tears in my eyes. Your story is so heartfelt and touching. After that, in our conversations, one of your topics is you are what you eat. So let's talk a little bit about that. How important is nutrition for one's health? And do you recommend any particular diet, or give us some insights about that?
Well, you know, I have done literally thousands of, tens of thousands of operations, thousands of open heart surgeries. And all along, I've always been a believer in holistic medicine. Unfortunately, orthodox medicine, traditional medicine, is about managing diseases, whereas a more holistic approach is about promoting wellness, so you don't have to get to the disease state. And so I've always thought about one of the easiest platforms that orthodox medicine can embrace is actually nutrition, because as you stated so aptly, you are what you eat. And I've always said the way to a person's heart is really through the stomach. And it's so apropos when you talk about cardiovascular disease, which is the number one killer of Americans. About 3,000 Americans die each day from cardiovascular disease. I put it in the perspective of 6 jumbo jets filled with passengers crashing each day. So that would be a crisis, wouldn't it? Well, that's how many people die from cardiovascular disease. And if you dissect down to the root cause of this, a significant number of those lost lives, unfortunately, or people who are living with chronic cardiovascular disease, is attributable to lifestyle nutritional problems. And when it comes to cardiovascular disease, the most common cause of death is coronary artery disease, blockages in your coronary arteries. And when you look at that, you see things like risk factors, major risk factors, which include cigarette smoking, you know, include high blood pressure. But then you have to think about high cholesterol, which is things like that. Well, when you have high cholesterol and you have other nutritional problems, you know, in addition to high blood pressure and diabetes, for example, diabetes takes you again back to nutrition in some of our patients. You realize the power of nutrition in our health, in our global health. So I'm a strong proponent of that. And I believe in diets that are mostly plant-based. And it's been shown time and again, a recent study out of Bolivia, the Amazonians in Bolivia, living in the Amazon, shows that peripheral arterial disease is almost non-existent. Strokes are almost non-existent. So if you look at the diets that these folks subsist on, they're mostly plant-based. And if you do that in addition to other lifestyles like physical activity and cessation of smoking, you begin to put yourself on the right path.
Great, great. So obviously we're talking about cardiovascular, but in your questions that you wanted to talk about, that you also mentioned cancer. So is that just the same thing, or is there a difference in?
Yes. So cancer is a complex disease. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm developing cancer cells within my body, and so are you. But we have something called the immune system that battles and that immediately attacks those cells when they begin to transform themselves into abnormal cells that do become cancer cells. So they arrest and intercept the process. And that immune system is like the US military. What protects us from potential enemies or foreign invaders? It's the Air Force, it's the Marine, it's the Coast Guard, it's the National Guard, and it's perimeter protection, our borders as well, to prevent the entry of bad actors. Now, your body also has a military system, an army that protects you. That's called your immune system, and it protects you against cancer. And so, just like the US military, you gotta feed them and put them in good shape. Well, also, when you get to the human body, the immune system, you got to give the immune cells. And if I looked at your blood in a microscope, I could discern exactly what immune cells I'm looking at, whether they're lymphocytes, whether they're B cells, T cells, monocytes, macrophages. I don't want to use all the complex medical terminology, but enough said that these guys are working hard for us to protect us from cancer, and they need good nutrition to keep them in good shape. So we've known, for example, that trace elements like zinc are crucial in the functioning of our immune system. Quality proteins, many of the vitamins that we know of. So a balanced nutrition and a holistic approach can put you in better shape to avert cancers. And Also, our gastrointestinal tract has an entire colony of bacteria that are geared to protect us. And we know that with lifestyles that don't practice proper nutrition, and these bacteria need one thing I've talked about often, fiber. And if you look at the average American diet, it's so deficient in fiber, you're starving an entire army of bacteria that produces a lot of useful chemicals that can protect you from the possibility of cancer. We know colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer, for example, examples of those. And so nutrition is pivotal in protecting us from cancer in multiple ways that I can't even get into, time doesn't permit.
So you mentioned all these vitamins and supplements. Now we know that the condition of the soil, and even though if we try to eat healthy, the quality of the nutrition is not always there like it was, you know, back in the days when people had a more natural lifestyle. So like we take supplements, right? Supplement our diet with good vitamins and supplements. So what is the importance of taking supplements to complete your diet?
Yes, it's extremely important. So finally, I wanted to pivot a little bit from clinical medicine to really concentrate on nutritional intervention. And that's what interceptive medicine is, intercepting a situation before it becomes a problem. And so I delved immediately deeply into the nutrition arena and started Miami Max Life to produce sustainable, quality, pure nutrients, supplements. And just like you, I've been taking supplements for years. And we know that with supplements that includes vitamins and minerals, let's talk about vitamins, for example. Every human being alive needs supplements. Well, if you can't afford it or you live in a geography where they're not available, you're obligated to get it from your nutrition to maintain that steady state, that state of wellness that your body needs and you deserve to be able to stay in a wellness state and avoid many of the diseases and conditions. Well, let me give you an example. A lot of people don't think about how important vitamins are. Now, if you go back a couple of centuries and beyond that and before that, the most common cause of death among ancient mariners was something called scurvy. So if Magellan left, for example, any one of those explorers to circumnavigate the globe, generally only about 20-25% of the sailors returned. Most of them died. And mind you, these were young men, vibrant, strong. And what happened? Well, they were deficient in something we now know of as ascorbic acid, otherwise known commonly as vitamin C. And it was not until Dr. James Cook realized it serendipitously and started feeding these people lime juice. That's why historically the British sailors, for example, used to be called limeys. And immediately after that, Cook took on a trip down the coast of South America and onto Hawaii. He returned not a single mortality among his crew. Vitamin C was born. Now, it wouldn't be till over a century later that science caught up and we realized what the molecule really was. And you go to vitamin A, the same thing. Vitamin B12 now, which is so crucial for our metabolism, our neurological welfare, you know, cardiac function, vitamin B deficiency. So you start to see how important these are. And then the minerals, for example. My own research when I was doing a PhD showed that zinc is crucial in wound healing. Actually, to recover from a heart attack, you better be up on your zinc, because we did studies where we found a ton of zinc accumulating at the site of a heart attack when we would cut out pieces of the heart and study them. So your minerals are essential. And now we know that over 300 known enzymes in your body use zinc as a cofactor. That means without zinc, these enzymes do not function. We also know, for example, copper, that years ago, the sheep in Australia were dying. They call it falling disease. And nobody knew what was happening. And so when they did autopsies, they found that they were rupturing, the aortas were rupturing, the main blood vessel above your heart. They go, what is this all about? Further investigation showed that the quality of the connective tissue that is used to make, the body used to make the aorta, was poor, and that it lacked copper. Copper is the cofactor of an enzyme called lysyl oxidase, Without it, I wouldn't be sitting here. You wouldn't be sitting there. The audience wouldn't be out there. They found that the ground which on which the plants were growing, out of which the plants were growing, that the sheep were feeding on, was deficient in copper. And when copper was replaced, falling disease was eliminated. So these are all things your body needs. Nutraceuticals, I call them, you know, nutrients, metals, vitamins, anti-inflammatory proteins to maintain a state of wellness that your body needs for you in your life as you go about your business.
Dr. Fitness USA's vision is to create a stronger, healthier society of people enjoying vibrant health, unshakable self-confidence, and a sculpted body they'll fall in love with. Our custom-tailored formulas act as the GPS to your ultimate transformation so you can reach your destination faster and safer without injury. The Feminine Body Design Program teaches a woman the art of strength training from a female perspective and helps her achieve the feminine physique she always dreamed of having. Body Design Formula Program teaches men to achieve a sculpted, manly physique without injuries. Seniors can tap into the fountain of youth, get a new lease on life, rebuild their strength, and eliminate aches and pains. Those with injuries learn to rehabilitate them, recover mobility, and relieve back, neck, shoulder, and knee pain.
Now, with working with Steven, just in, what, 4 workouts, I think, so far, if that, I have no pain in my knees like I used to.
Suddenly a quietness in the mind, clarity.
I mean, I don't have back pain anymore. It's amazing. It's just really amazing.
I'm Bernie Dorman. I'm founder and chairman of CO Space International, and I so endorse Dr. Fitness for leaders that better live. He does the inside and the outside to make sure you're the best leader you can ever be, and yesterday was already too late to say yes.
If your mind can conceive it and your heart can believe it, then Dr. Fitness USA can help you achieve it.
Steven, I know you have a lot of questions about supplements. Could you maybe take over here a little bit?
I'm kind of like the fly in the wall. The guest speaker is in the house. You're covering all the grounds that are interest and spoken in an elegant, easy way to understand. Many doctors talk about that you can't build muscle, that you must eat meat protein. And in your conversation, you mentioned that your situation is more based on plant protein.
Yeah.
Is there a way to elaborate on that?
Sure. So the best approach, I often say, is that get your protein from a variety of sources. And so your nutrition should be predominantly plant, but also fish, for example, has all the supplements that we're talking about in various amounts and quantities. Beef is okay as well as a tremendous source for protein, and that's extremely important. The difference is that with beef, you're getting the protein in addition to other things that you may not want. Cholesterol, you know, every cell in the human body, in the cow's body, in the sheep's body has what? Has cholesterol as part of that cell wall. So you can't avoid it when you source protein exclusively from beef. That's why it's good to mix it up. And also, a lot of people don't realize, we talk about protein, we're really talking about amino acids. I want protein, but really what I want is amino acids, because in the digestive process, your body breaks down the protein into those components of the proteins, the building blocks, which are amino acids that are then absorbed. And then your liver and a few other organs, which are the factories of your body, take those amino acids and build your protein, your muscles, your collagen, your connective tissue, and all the things that you need to keep you in better shape. So the problem is with plants, the variety of essential amino acids, well, put it this way, plants in general are more deficient in certain types of essential amino acids than flesh, than beef, than the chicken, than fish. And one of those, for example, you know, when you talk about lysine, methionine or, you know, a couple of those are more deficient. These are important amino acids. They're deficient in plant sources of amino acids. You know, tryptophan is another one that's deficient. So people who live, subsist exclusively on plant-based food have to be mindful of the fact that they may not be getting a complete spectrum of the amino acids that your body needs to build your enzymes, build your muscles, you know, build your connective tissue, and just for structural proteins in your body. And as you age, every year after age 30, you lose between 1 to 3% of your body protein. And unfortunately, a lot of that body protein you lose is the connective tissue proteins. Collagen is about 30% of the protein in your body, the lion's share of protein. And when you lose that protein, you replace it with what? Fat. And that becomes a problem. So if your nutritional intake of protein is not up to par and consistent, which is very difficult these days, that's why supplements are important. And then you could really wind up in bad shape.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you also, you know, you can take a powder protein as a supplement, okay? So you have whey protein, you can have animal protein, but what's come up is collagen. So if you're making a protein drink and you're taking a scoop of whey protein, et cetera, do you still need to put the collagen in, or is it overkill? Because I'm understanding the collagen is actually a protein also. So is it overkill to add both, or you need just one to supplement your drink?
So what I ask people to do is read the labels. So for example, Miami Max Life, for the past year and a half, we designed the ultimate protein powder mixture with my colleagues at Harvard Medical School, and it was just launched yesterday. It's called Novo Proteins. And we say it's the first most complete all-in-one protein. And I have to mention this as a segue to explain what you're talking about. So a lot, and it's called, is the most complete all-in-one protein collagen formula. So collagen, as you stated, is a protein. And a lot of people don't think of it, oh, this is collagen. No, a protein is something that is built, made up of amino acids. And the beauty of collagen is the completeness of the amino acid composition. You have all the amino acids in it that you need to make your body needs when it breaks it down and absorbs it to build protein in your body. So yes, you can take whey protein that's from dairy sources, or plant protein, or cow protein. I call it that, like the collagen, which is made from usually grass-fed cattle. Now, whatever source you have, just be sure that you're getting the amount of protein that is adequate to meet your daily requirements. For example, the Novo protein from Miami Max Life, that protein has 22 grams of protein. And just think, for breakfast, if you have that and you have some other source for maybe some nuts or grapes or some scrambled eggs, after breakfast, you've already probably had 50 or 40 grams of protein. And the average 60 kilogram person, science tells us, needs about 60 to 80 grams of protein a day. If you're a very active person like yourself, you need even more. And so you're along, you know, if you start off with just a less from maybe a whey protein source or a plant protein that maybe gives you 6 grams, maybe 11 grams, you still have a ways to catch up. So it's important to look at the label to see quantitatively how much protein am I getting, and also what's the composition of the protein that I'm getting. It doesn't matter if it's whey or if it's collagen or if it's plant-based. It is the composition of the amino acids. And for example, when you talk about collagen, your body really needs 3 amino acids to build collagen. You know, collagen is really a chain that's wrapped around 3 of them together. And I don't want to get into it. And then it's laid out with other bundles, and then it creates this composite, which the body uses to mold, to put in our joints and other parts of our body structurally, our ears and stuff, you know, build. It requires 3 amino acids. And what are those? Simple. Glycine, proline, and hydroxyproline. So some people may push a product, but look at the label. Do you have these in them? And how much of it do you have? You're good as far as your connective tissue and your collagen is concerned.
Question might be now to have energy to sustain you during the daytime. Right now, what's available, a lot of people take pre-workout drinks, things like that. There's a lot of hype out there. Exactly what is it that a person needs to ingest to produce that energy that gives them a desire to exercise?
Well, you and I know this. A lot of the stuff out there is fluff. And I'm in this business just like you. You know, what you do really brings value. And this is very unfortunate. I will never betray science. I have a PhD in chemistry. I train doctors. And I'm also an MD. I've cut the body in half and put it together. But when I see some of the stuff that's being promoted out there, it really makes me sad because the public is so vulnerable that sometimes truth becomes stranger than fiction when a guy like me starts talking and it sounds in contradistinction from what they've been told. Well, here are the facts from a scientist whose primary interest is bringing high value to a situation where it's patient-centered, the people that I take care of. A lot of the energy drinks out there almost invariably bring you no value, and a lot of them actually bring you harm. And we've heard of it. Actually, one of our students at the University of Pennsylvania died just a couple of months ago from consuming an energy drink at one of the facilities near University of Pennsylvania. So put it this way, there's nothing better than H2O, and we need to focus on that as a solution medium, and what we eat, the protein you eat, the type of carbohydrate you consume, the type of fats you consume, and the minerals, all these important pillars that constitute nutrition. And then some of the psychological and physical things that you need to do holistically to stay in better shape, to reduce your stress. That's important. So I'm not a big believer in a lot of the if you look at the ingredients in many of these energy products, you wonder who put them together. If they don't have science in mind, they actually do not bring significant amount of value to people. If they contain things like caffeine, which I see, or sugars and various amounts of electrolyte, it gets a little bit more like commerce than it does health or wellness or medicine.